There will be flowers and candy this Mother's Day as we gather to celebrate the matriarchs of the family. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, they possess an enduring legacy beyond their years here on Earth.
I think of my mother on Mother's Day. She's long gone, but her effects on me were profound. Although we fought often during my adolescence, I think now I'm more like her than I once thought. Our minds work similarly. We have trouble being specific. As a boy, I depended on her for everything. She was a single mom. During adolescence, all bets were off. I listened to nothing she said, and I had an attitude of disturbing proportions. In midlife, however, I began thinking of her. I saw her differently. It was the little things about her, not the big ones, I'd recall mostly. Perhaps it's the greater things are contained in the smaller ones anyway. I grew up in the late 30s and 40s. Then childhood sickness and injuries were treated primitively. Only crises sent folks to the doctors. Mother served as both doctor and nurse. I grew up in the era of castor oil, cod liver oil, mustard plasters, iodine, or alcohol for cuts and scrapes. Consuming raw liver was popular for treating anemia, as was downing raw eggs for increasing energy. Dr. Poulton removed a cyst from my ear with no anesthesia, and dentists filled my teeth the same way. Enemas were popular for treating most GI disturbances. Sickness kept you from school, although its costs outweighed benefits. Mother was comforting, but occasionally she administered frightening treatments. During mumps, she slathered a greasy salve on my swollen glands. It was black, smelled like insecticide with the consistency of axle grease. I felt like I was a crankshaft. However, my mother read me books when I was sick. I liked that. That's when I first began to love stories. I can still hear her voice in those stories. Mother's explanations for all treatment interventions was formulaic. Why did I have to take castor oil or be slathered with salve? She would only reply, "It's good for what ails you." Had she said doctor's orders, truth is, I would have found that explanation less credible than her statement, "It's good for what ails you." Her comment, although unspecific, assured me that all ills originated from some single cause, so that any treatment administered with "it's good for what ails you" seemed proper. For mother's home remedy, one size fit all. Hers made me feel safe. Predictability is comforting. My mother was a skillful cook. My wife once asked her how she made broccoli soup. "Oh, a little bit of seasoning, some butter, a dash of cream," and on she'd go. She was fudging, guarding her recipe, I thought. I don't think so now. Mothers are, above all, intuitive. They may not be able to articulate just how they handle things, but to most challenges, they intuit successful conclusions. No recipes, diagnostic manuals, or a psychology degree are required. For Mom, it's all about winging it. What she did carried the day. Explanations always remain vague. Mothers out there on the shore, I wish you at least one phone call, tweet, email, flowers, or dinner on Mother's Day from your kids. For moms long gone, sons and daughters, send them thoughts of loving kindness. George Merrill, On the Shore.